From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Police in India are trying to identify the gunman who attacked an Air Force base near the Pakistan border earlier today. Officials say at least four attackers and two soldiers were killed during a gun battle at the base in Punjab state.
Pakistan is our Padoshi desh hai, hum chahte hain. Pakistan hi nahi,
India's Interior Minister Rajnath Singh said Pakistan is our neighbor and we want peaceful relations, not just with Pakistan, but with all our neighboring nations. He also said we want peace, but any militant attack on India will get a befitting response, he said, from India. This attack comes a week after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a historic, unannounced visit to Pakistan to meet Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. The visit was seen as a potential sign for thawing of relations between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report that they have killed a senior al-Qaeda leader along with at least two other militants. Abu Anwar was the head of a court set up by the al-Qaeda group in Yemen's largest province, which the extremist group largely controls. Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch is considered by Washington to be the most dangerous offshoot of the terror network. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. Unidentified Al-Shabaab spokesman, speaking in English, asserts on the video that Muslims in the U.S. must choose between leaving the country or taking up the cause of holy war. Al-Shabaab has been fighting for an Islamic State in Somalia since 2006. This is VOA News.